Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Summer. How may I assist?
Yes, I need to, I guess, make a claim regarding an accident with an Amazon driver, or the company that works for them.
All right, for what state?
Virginia.
I'm sorry, the state?
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. And the date of loss?
July 20th, 2024.
All right, and do you have the policy number?
Yes, ALA155726-28.
All right, sir. And could you start by explaining what happened in the incident?
Actually, the driver of the vehicle was my son, but I'm the owner of the car. And he's sitting here, too, if you need to ask him any questions as well. But my son was traveling down Woodman Trace Drive, approaching a stop sign, so he was on the brakes, probably going about 10 miles an hour. The Amazon vehicle, or the delivery vehicle, was facing the same direction as my son was traveling, but he was on the opposite side of the street, so technically, I guess, the wrong side of the street. And he turned right into the travel lane and hit my son's vehicle on the driver's side as it was passing by.
Okay.
He was trying to get over to the other side of the road to then travel in the same direction as my son was going.
Okay, got you. And about what time did the incident take place?
4:25 p.m.
Okay. And what was that street that the incident took place on?
It's two words, Woodman. That's all one word, and Trace, T-R-A-C-E, Drive.
Okay. Is that
they were
Glen
approaching
Allen,
the intersection.
Virginia?
Yes, ma'am, and they were approaching the intersection with Woodman Road.
Okay, okay. All right, sir, just give me one moment. I do have to type something really quickly on the claim.
Sure.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you so much for holding. Do you have
yes.
any information on our insurance vehicle, like the year, make, and model? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I have that, and I have the driver's name and his driver's license number and everything.
Okay. I'll start with the year, make, and model of the vehicle.
It's a 2023 Ram 2500 ProMaster.
Okay. And do you have the VIN number and the plate number?
I have the plate number, but not the VIN. So it's okay. A Florida tag, 36, D as in David, Z as in zebra, V as in Victor, D as in David.
Okay. And do you know if it was just your vehicle that was damaged, or was it also
no,
our
the
insurance?
Front. Yeah, your insured, the van had like a small, I don't know, maybe the size of a grapefruit. It might be in a little bit bigger than that dent in the bumper on the front passenger corner, like right side. If you're in the driver's seat, it would be that front right side.
Okay.
But it was a small dent in the bumper. Yeah.
Okay.
The driver continued making deliveries right after we were finished. I mean, there was nothing other than content. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have that driver's name?
Yes. First name was Alexander, and last name was Diggs. D as in David, IGGS. And I have his address, his driver's license number, and phone number. So whatever you want next, just let me know.
Okay. I'll take that address and phone number.
All right. 2931 Lookout Lane, North Prince George, Virginia, 23860.
So that was 2931 Lookout Lane in North Prince George, Virginia. And was the zip code 23860?
Yes, ma'am. You got that correct.
Okay. And what's that phone number?
Area code 804-896-3444.
And was anyone hurt in the incident? No.
No.
All right. And did Alexander have any passengers with him?
No. I mean, he didn't have anybody else in the van with him, right? No. No. He was by himself.
Okay. And what is the year, make, and model for your vehicle?
My son. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. What
I was
going
to say my son had two passengers in his vehicle, but I guess you can get that later.
Okay. What is the year, make, and model for your vehicle?
2004 Toyota Highlander.
Okay, and then the VIN and plate number?
Hold on a second. I can get the VIN off of our insurance card. Hold on. Just give me a second, ma'am.
Okay.
No. I already gave her that information. Just give me a second here. No, I got it. Okay, so the VIN on our car is J as in John, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, D as in David, P as in Paul, 21, A as in Apple, X as an X-ray, 400-39471.
Okay, and plate number?
Oh, Hold on. I'll give it to you in just a sec. I need to poke my head out the door and look at it. I don't have it off the top of my head. Plate number on my son's car is W, V as in Victor, K, 897.
I'm sorry, 897, and what was the last number?
2.
2, okay. Yes. And it's registered in Virginia?
WVK. Yes, ma'am, and I'm the registered owner of it.
Okay, and just to make sure I have the plate number correct, was that WVK the number 8972?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay, and what is your name?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Walker.
All right, and what is a good home address for you?
10404 Leander, and that's spelled L-E-A-N-D-E-R, Drive. Glen Allen, Virginia. And the zip is 23060.
All right. And do you have a good email that you'd like to provide to us?
Yes. Kyle A is an Apple Walker. So Kyle A Walker at yahoo.com.
All right, and a good phone number.
804-339-0318.
Permission to send you email and text messages?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and did you say that the damages were on the passenger side? I'm sorry, the driver's side.
Driver's side, yeah, driver's okay. side. Mainly the whole driver's side door, and then a small portion of that front driver's side fender down and below on the bottom behind the front tire.
Okay.
I know it's probably surprising for the amount of damage to that van. That van was a tank.
Yeah, it is, actually. Okay. And what is your son's name?
Eamon, E-A-M-M-O-N. Walker.
Okay. Same address and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Give your wallet with you. She's probably going to need your driver's license number. Do you need that?
No, sir. I will probably just need from him just a good phone number, probably.
Okay. His number is 804. 510-9465.
All right. All right. And the name of the passengers in the vehicle with Eamon?
And that to him. He knows them better than I do.
Okay.
The first passenger in my vehicle was named Samuel Ross.
All right. And do you have any contact information for Daniel or an address?
All right. Sam. His name is Samuel.
Oh, you said Samuel. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Samuel. Okay. Do you have any contact information for Samuel as well as a home address?
Yes, I have his phone number is 804-629-1345.
Okay, that was 804-629-1345.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and home address?
I don't have his home address. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're fine. And the name of the second passenger?
His name was Gavin Graggett. Last name is spelled G-R-A-G-E-T.
Okay. And any contact information for him or home address?
His phone number. It's 757-264-8132.
Okay, 757-264-8132.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Is there a police report on this or no?
No, it was the officer determined that, well, felt that it was not enough damage to reach the threshold for Virginia for a reportable accident. I would disagree with that, but anyway, that was his decision. So, we exchanged information instead.
Okay. All right. Well, right now I'm just submitting the claim.
But an officer did.
What was that?
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, but I mean, an officer did come out and all that stuff and, you know, was there and talked to everybody. So, I have the officer's name if you want it. And his contact information.
Oh, it's fine. We wouldn't need that.
Okay.
All righty, sir. So I have submitted that claim for you, and I do have the claim number as well as the adjuster's contact information. Excellent. That will be assisting with this claim with you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So starting with the claim number. It is X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, O, Oscar, R, Romeo, C, Charlie, A, Alpha, 24-04-319.
Okay, I'll repeat that back to you real quickly. X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, 2404319.
I'm sorry, I got the 24, and what was the last numbers that you said?
Zero. So the numbers are 2404319.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. The adjuster is Devani, and I can spell that for you. That's D as in dog, E, elephant,
yep.
V, Victor, O, Oscar, N, Nancy, E, elephant. And last name is
okay.
Wesley. And that's W-E, S as in Sam, L-E-Y as in Yo-Yo.
Okay.
Phone number for Devani is 478-707-4284.
Okay, so the adjuster's name is Devani Wesley. And the phone number is 478-707-4284.
Yes, that's correct. And I also have an email for her.
All right.
It is
okay.
Divani.
Wait just a second. Sorry. But I was
ready. No, you're fine.
All right. So Divani the first.
Yes. So it's Divani.Wesley at xclaims.claims.
At xclaims.claims.
Yes.
Does that sound right? Like X is an x-ray, the word claims, all one word, dot claims.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do we now have to reach out to her, or is it a him, her?
So if you would like, since we're on the line, I can see if it's going to be a she. I can see if she's available.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay. If she's not available, you do have the option to leave a voicemail, or you can wait for a call back.
All right. Oh, you mean like for her to reach out and contact us, just doing her natural course of work, right? If we don't
yes.
leave a number, like she's going to, like if we weren't to call, if you weren't to call her right now, she's going to call us anyway, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you want to try and call her now and she wants to speak to my son, that's fine.
Okay. Now, sometimes they do get a little busy, but if you don't hear from her, at least I would recommend to call back with the phone number.
No, that's fine. Yep. I understand.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. I can see if I can reach out to her.
Sure.